And so George is standing in the middle of all of us. And it's interesting because he's able to multiply, like kind of like clone himself so that he is facing each and every one of us. And as he does so, he kind of really, really, really looks at you with very, very kind eyes, very encouraging eyes. And he opens his hands to you and he says, within your mind at this point in time, take a breath and open up to the wisdom of who you are. And as you continue breathing in and out, feel in your body where the seat of your soul exists. It can be in your third eye. It can be in your crown chakra. It can be in your heart. It can also be in your stomach area. Feel at this moment where your soul's light appears. Feel its power. Feel its resilience. And feel it expanding. And expanding in a way that beyond your body encircles your being, welcoming you back to your own soul. And ask this soul of yours how it can help you, guide you more and more in this life as it follows you, as it is yours, as it is your bright shining star that remains the constant between each and every lifetimes you have had, this current lifetime, and all the ones coming forth within your lifespan. And as you breathe in and out, clear your mind, and open up your eyes and feel more and more power in your soul's life. Does your soul life have a color? Does it feel warm to you? Does it feel cold? How does it appear to you? Can you feel this welcoming embrace of meeting your truest self, your truest heart, the being you are in the consciousness? If this being could tell you a story, could give you a word of encouragement, what would it be? Mm-hmm. Says, neutral. Don't analyze anything. Just welcome with this word or color or whatever vision you are currently receiving. Simply welcome it. And as you go through your life, you can always come back to meet your soul at this very perfect place within your body and reconnect with this perfect soul of yours and ask for more specific guidance or even ask for help to resolve issues you are having. Know that your soul is always there, and your soul is like a warm breeze, welcoming you in its embrace, cradling you, and always ready to rock you as it soothes you, the whole you. So the soul is the most magnetic living part of yourself. And the soul is not a different entity than who you are. You are your soul. And when you remember that you have a soul, you walk with your soul and you are your soul, you will find yourself taking mightier breaths and feeling more calm. And so George bows to each and every one of us as he confirms that indeed you are able to connect to your soul, because your soul is you. And you are able to remember what your soul contracts are and how to help move them along within life, so that you also have a peace, joyful, beautiful moments, make you mind, encourage you to step forward and bring you closer to the light, which is your soul, the light which you carry. And sometimes as human beings, you forget to turn on light within, as you search for the light outside of yourself. You are your own light, and in your own light, you will become a beacon for us to flow, encouraging others to light up their own light, so that they too may find their soul purpose and may move forward into their lives. And so today I thank you for coming and I thank you for coming and I thank you for your openness to do this exercise with me, so that you may meet your soul. And I bless each and every one of you, and I am grateful that you are here, that you exist, and I see your resilience, and know that you are always stronger than what you believe you are. And on this last thought, I leave you now. Take another breath. And you can bring your hands to your thighs, you can bring your hands to your heart, and give thanks for who you are and what you bring to this beautiful, beautiful earth. Aho.